Good morning and welcome. Whether you're tuned in to Central Florida News 13, you're watching us on the web, or you're sitting here in the audience with us, thank you all for joining me today. Let me begin by expressing my appreciation to the Central Florida Hotel and Lodging Association for sponsoring this event again this year. Jeff Brenda and his staff here at the Sheraton Orlando downtown, I appreciate so much your gracious hospitality. And a special word of thanks to my closest supporters in the front row, my husband Bruce and my kids, Josh, Max, Lisa, and Chase, who's not sitting in the audience with us, but I promise you, he is sitting in Tallahassee watching this live on the web. My kids and my family, you all know they mean the world to me. They are my greatest source of strength and love. And to the members of our Board of County Commissioners, and a very valuable unofficial member of our board, Orange County Comptroller Martha Haney, I'm sometimes called her ally. I'm just so proud to serve with all of you. I can't tell you how much I enjoy our relationship and our camaraderie and the good that we do together. And there's two other people that I have to mention that I could not imagine serving you without, and that's my Chief of Staff, Graciela Noriega Jacoby, and our County Administrator, Ajit Lachandani. Please give them a round of applause for the great work they're doing. And finally, would you join me in giving a warm round of applause and welcome to our new Superintendent of Orange County Public Schools, Dr. Barbara Jenkins. Where are you, Barbara? Now, let's get down to business and the reason we're all here. I'm proud to report that the state of Orange County government is strong and the state of our local economy is growing stronger. While the European financial crisis continues to undermine confidence in the global economy, here locally, we are emerging from the depths of a recession that seemed like it would never end. Today, it's possible to see a future without limits. Not many regions have cause to be this optimistic. Since I took office just a year and a half ago, our unemployment rate has dropped 3 full percentage points from 11.2 to 8.2. Boy, I wish I could take credit for that. But many of those jobs have come from an old, reliable friend, tourism. In spite of a sluggish global economy, we broke another national record this year by hosting over 55 million guests. That primal instinct to go on vacation is still strong, and thank goodness for it. For our real estate market, which was one of the hardest hit in the nation, we're finally seeing signs of recovery. And we are seeing massive investments in both the public and private sectors. I'll talk about it in a few minutes. But these investments are creating thousands of jobs immediately, and they're laying the foundation for tens and thousands more in the future. We are building on our strength, tourism, while moving ahead in manufacturing, high-tech, life sciences, and medical research. Just think, for years, parents around the world have been bringing their children here for high-tech thrill rides. Soon, they'll be bringing them here for high-tech medical care. From a cluster of theme parks and hotels, we now have a cluster of modeling, simulation, and training companies. And soon, we will have an impressive cluster of hospitals and research centers. By the time I leave the mayor's office, if you'll give me about 6 more years, Orange County will be more than the geographic center than the state of Florida. My goal is for us to be the economic center, the growth center, the job center, the political center, and the buzz center of Florida, probably the nation. And we're well on our way. The I-4 corridor will be the axis around which this entire state rotates, and at the center of that axis is Orange County. But before I get ahead of myself, let me update you on what we're doing here in Orange County government to prepare for this future. Thanks to our Board of County Commissioners, we continue to be a leader in prudent and conservative fiscal management. Put another way, we're cheap and darn proud of it. This is why you did not read about a budget crisis at Orange County government during the Great Recession. Despite a 25% decline in our property tax revenues, we have not raised taxes. In fact, today our countywide tax rate is at its lowest level in 27 years. We made government fit the revenues, not the other way around. And this involved some very hard decisions. I recently eliminated 34 positions. That was in addition to the 60 cut earlier this year. Like private companies, we've had to consolidate tasks and increase individual productivity. But these structural changes will save taxpayers $23 million over the next 5 years. We're streamlining the regulatory process. We implemented one-stop shop for permitting last year. And with our board's blessing, we are moving forward with full online permitting. We know that businesses must follow rules, but our board doesn't believe that they should be tortured with endless delays or be shuffled from one window to the next. Window shopping is a wonderful way to pass the time on Park Avenue, not the county administration building. Our board's strong fiscal management and the way we conduct business sends a powerful message to the corporate community all across America. Businesses can move here knowing they won't have to pay for past excesses. They will not find a government that overreaches with their money. They will find instead political leaders and professional staff eager to accommodate them and a regulatory process that recognizes their value and the value of their time. And we're changing the culture of Orange County government by defining a clear set of core values that guide every decision we make, every action we take. For government to be truly effective, residents and businesses alike must have faith in it. Faith is fostered by transparency, by ethics, and by a climate where everyone knows they'll be treated equally. Ensuring a fair and level playing field creates an attractive environment for existing businesses and those considering relocation. Bottom line, transparency and ethics are more than just feel-good notions. They are good business. And in this arena, Orange County has led the state in setting the highest standards in ethics and government in the sunshine. And I'm very proud of our board in this regard. Open and honest government is contagious. Workforce Central Florida has been tarnished by scandals ranging from sweetheart business relationships to wasteful spending of taxpayer dollars. But the old guard is gone. Today it's replaced by reformers like Kevin Shaughnessy, a partner with Baker & Hostetler, and Thomas Cathedra, a vice president with Walt Disney World. They serve as the chair and vice chair of a new board. And we hired them at a price that no one can argue with, not even Mike Thomas. They're volunteering their service, of course. Kevin and Thomas, could you please stand along with the other Workforce Central Florida board members so we can appreciate your selfless service? The Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority is also under new management. It is now much more transparent. For example, every check we write is published on the authority's website. Take note, Mr. Getzlaw. We've implemented tough new ethics rules that mirror those we have in Orange County government. This is particularly important for the authority as we embark on the $1.7 billion Wekiva Parkway project. Just a few weeks ago, Governor Scott signed off on that agreement. Now, you may recall that last year the plan called for local toll payers to pay for the entire tab. This would have meant that local commuters in Orange County were paying for non-tolled portions of the expressway in Seminole and Lake County. This was not just unfair, this was unaffordable. Fortunately, though, with the help of future Senate President Andy Gardner and the support of our Transportation Secretary, Ananth Prasad, we were able to negotiate an equitable partnership, and that project is moving forward. Last year, when I addressed you, we feared that the years that we had invested in SunRail might be derailed by our new governor. When I sat down to talk to Governor Scott, he was skeptical about SunRail, no doubt about it. My ask was simple. Give us a fair chance to make our case. And he did. And then this community did what it always does. It rose to the occasion. Our business leaders, from Florida Hospital to Disney, made the case that SunRail was all about jobs, economic development, and our future. Now, the media often likes to focus on the friction between our political leaders, but this victory, like so many others, was achieved by a community united. I'd like to congratulate Congressman John Mica, Mayor Buddy Dyer, my predecessor, Mayor Rich Crotty, all of our local elected leaders, and especially our corporate leaders. Thanks to their efforts and the hard work of countless others, we have secured forevermore the spine of our mass transit system. And we're now planning for future links to the Orlando International Airport and the Orange County Convention Center. From there, I envision connecting to Medical City, Innovation Way, the University of Central Florida, and our research park. We will have a regional rail system, a regional expressway system, and Lynx, our regional bus system. To ensure that they function seamlessly, under the leadership of Senator Andy Gardner, we're exploring a regional transportation authority. Now, this is going to be complicated and quite possibly a little contentious. We'll be working with someone most capable of in dealing with complex issues, though, Senator David Simmons. And we're very fortunate to have the type of leadership in Senator Gardner and Senator Simmons representing us in Tallahassee. And now, for the question that has dominated recent public debate. Are you ready for some football? I suspect that most of you enjoy watching the teams butting heads inside the Citrus Bowl more than you enjoy watching your politicians butting heads outside. But that might not include the media. While it hasn't always been smooth sailing between Mayor Dyer and I, we hope to get the Citrus Bowl under construction in 2014. Seeing what we accomplished in one 20-minute meeting earlier this month, at my place, we booked an entire half an hour at Mayor Dyer's place next month. No telling what we'll get done. And we saw another example of city-county cooperation at the Coalition for the Homeless. In February, we broke ground on a new men's service center. This facility, funded jointly by Orlando and Orange County, will house up to 250 men. And it's far more than just a shelter. It will be a full-service center designed to help our homeless men become more self-sufficient. And in East Orange County, our board just gave the green light to moving forward with a homeless resource center. This will provide valuable assistance in getting people and their families back on their feet. Perhaps, though, one of our finest moments came a few years ago when the city, the county, UCF and Lake Nona collaborated on a vision now known as Medical City. In 2006, though, as you'll recall, there were plenty of critics who said that the county was taking quite a gamble by contributing to the Sanford Burnham incentive package. I see Mayor Crotty smiling at me. But because of that investment and our public-private partnership, we now see the beginnings of an exciting medical research cluster. Another element will open up in October, the $400 million state-of-the-art Nemours Children's Hospital. And with Nemours, we didn't have to pay a dime in incentives. One of the reasons? Nemours wanted to collaborate with Sanford Burnham on research projects. Learning from their partnership will be professors and students at our university at our new University of Central Florida College of Medicine. Now add to that mix the University of Florida Research and Academic Center, the Burnett School of Biomedical Sciences, the MD Anderson Orlando Cancer Research Institute, and next year, the Orlando Veterans Medical Hospital. So to those who doubted us in 2006, I would say this. There's a big difference between reckless government spending and targeted government investment. For a more recent example of the latter, this year we worked with Siemens Energy, a leader in green technology, on an expansion that brings more than 200 jobs, and they will contribute an annual payroll of more than $20 million to our local economy. We are gaining a reputation nationwide for our support of budding entrepreneurs. Orange County alone has invested over $8 million in the past 10 years to support key economic development programs. They include the National Entrepreneur Center, the Technology Incubator, the Small Business Development Center, the Institute for Economic Competitiveness. And recently on the ABC show Shark Tank, former UCF incubator client Phil Dumas landed a $500,000 investment from Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary to help fund his company, Unikey Technologies.
40%, we had a deal. Then how are you going to protect me in the next round? 40%, and I'll give you two seats on the board, so you have control over the board of directors, so it's a balance of power. What do you think, Kev?
That's a fair guy.
With two seats, you have two directors now?
No, I'm the only board of directors. So you guys have control of the board, I have control of the stock. It's a balance of power. Kevin?
I'm in.
I'm in as well. You have a deal.
Today. Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil, you available to join us at our next negotiation with Mayor Dyer? He's the man. Phil, congratulations. You represent what the incubator is all about. And good luck with that new board of directors, by the way. I got a little experience with that, too. One of our best-kept secrets is that among UCF's neighbors is the nation's largest cluster of modeling, simulation, and training companies. The industry employs more than 12,500 people and annually pumps more than $3 billion into our local economy. Now, obviously, to support all these high-tech industries, we need a smart, capable workforce. And we're well-equipped to provide it. First, we have UCF, the second largest university in the nation. President John Hitt is one of the most visionary leaders in Central Florida. And while he's not able to join us here this morning, I got to tell you, we are very fortunate to have him here in Orange County. We also have Rollins College, which consistently ranks as the top regional university in the South, and its MBA program is regarded as one of the best in the nation. And under the leadership of Dr. Sandy Shugart, Valencia Community College was just distinguished as the top community college in the nation by winning as they won the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. Dr. Shugart, congratulations, and thank you for your extraordinary leadership. Dr. Shugart, you with us today? All right, well, he's busy working. We can understand how that happens. Full Sail University is also gaining national prominence as a top 10 new medical school. And how many of y'all have seen The Avengers? Oh, did I say medical school? I'm sorry, media school. How many of y'all have seen The Avengers? I got out to see that last week. How many of y'all knew that 51 Full Sail graduates helped create the special effects for the blockbuster movie, The Avengers? Let's watch a clip.
If we can't protect the Earth,
All right, if you all had an opportunity to watch the old Amway Center implode, that was exciting. But I think these guys could have done a much better job of it. Our investment in the future is exciting also, but that doesn't mean that we stop investing in that which got us here, tourism. It has proven to be a remarkably resilient industry, bouncing back after two crushing blows that landed only 8 years apart, 9/11 and the Great Recession. The Orange County Convention Center has been a major contributor to that success. What a banner year we've had. We've hosted more than 128 conventions and trade shows with more than 1.3 million attendees. And our Center of Hospitality was just ranked as the best in the nation by Business Review USA. In April, for the first time in 40 years, the International Plastics Showcase left Chicago and held its giant manufacturing conventions right here at our center. This pumped more than $100 million into the economy. And with us here today is a very special guest, President and CEO of SPI, Bill Courteau. Bill, stand up so we can recognize you and appreciate you. We can't wait to have you back in 2015. And I want to also thank our team at the Convention Center. Thanks for never letting us down. Bill, when you come back in 2015, we're going to have an even better event. And to ensure that, we're about to invest $175 million in renovating and improving our center. Because we are going to keep that top ranking, and we're going to keep that $2.2 million of economic impact rolling in. Much of our recent success was possible because of a man that we all miss dearly, Gary Sain. Gary's wife, Pam, has joined us today. Pam, thank you for coming. It means a great deal to me and to all of us. I know that none of us can fully comprehend Pam's loss, but I don't think there's a person in the room today that didn't know Gary that isn't grieving along with her and the family. Gary was simply extraordinary. He was our leader at Vision Orlando. He gave us energy and vision and soul. And as good as we are, somehow Gary always had a way of making us look even better. But he did more than that. He inspired every one of us to be better. Here's something that we couldn't have done without Gary, breaking the national record for the second time in a row by entertaining 55 million guests last year. And just yesterday, we got the announcement that TAM, the Brazilian Airlines, has agreed to put a second direct flight, or a third, I think it's the third direct flight, from Rio to Orlando. And we were in tough competition with Miami, and in a shootout that lasted for about 6 months, we won. Gary was on that trip with us and was a big part of that success. And the economic news associated with that, we anticipate $184 million of annual economic impact from that additional flight. Yeah. Our theme parks are stepping up in a major way with projects that will keep the turnstile spinning for years to come. Universal Orlando is working on an expansion of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. SeaWorld just opened Turtle Trek. And coming soon, a cutting-edge attraction called Antarctica, Empire of the Penguin. Disney's doing a major expansion of Fantasyland. Heck, even the Navi are coming in 2016. And as you can see, we now have a plan B in case Dwight Howard leaves the Orlando Magic. By the way, these guys even come in the right team colors. The Navi will certainly be right at home with our green initiatives in Orange County. Here's a map from our website. We call it the Orange County Eco Map. You can locate our parks, trails, natural areas, electric car charging stations, yes, we have those, and solar installations. You can even find green hotels and green dining options. Our green partnership with the City of Orlando and Orlando Utilities Commission earned us a Solar City designation from the U.S. Department of Energy. And we recently partnered with OUC to open one of the largest solar farms in the state. This follows our partnership at the Convention Center, where we installed the largest rooftop solar system in the Southeast. As wonderful as it is, though, to forge partnerships with governments, we're working even harder to forge a crucial partnership with our citizens. The team in our newly created Office of Public Engagement and Citizen Advocacy, headed up by Carol Clark, has attended literally thousands of community events this past year, putting a face to Orange County government and an open ear to community concerns. We listen to community concerns when we pass the Health, Education, and Life Protections, or HELP, ordinance. It allows all adults in Orange County to designate a support person to make decisions for them in a time of need. And it also recognizes, on a countywide basis, the Registered Domestic Partnership Ordinance of the City of Orlando. We continue to connect to our community through technology, from social media to the redesign of our website, from live web chats to interactive phone apps. Last year at the State of the County, we launched our OCFL Alert, a smartphone app that gives you critical information during emergency times. Today, we introduce you to our new app, OCFL 311.
Come on, pick it up. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I guess so, but that is really dangerous.
You should take a picture and report it to Orange County when you get home.
Why wait? With the new Orange County 311 app, I can report it right now. It's fast, free, and easy.
With the new 311 mobile app, 311 will instantly receive your report and forward it to the proper Orange County department.
Done. Cool. Now let's get moving. We just lost a whole minute.
How cool is that? So, you see a problem? Let us know. Just the other day, my son noticed a street light that wasn't working, and now he knows the best way to get a hold of us. So, it's just amazing what we're doing with technology in Orange County. You can download the app from our new website, but I'm going to ask you to do this. While you're there, please sign up for my monthly newsletter. En español, también. And join me and your commissioners on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Let's keep the conversation moving. There are so many things that make our community a great place. A great place to work, a great place to live, to raise a family. The slices of life, if you will, that make us who we are. Thanks to a little help from our friends at Full Sail, here's a vision of how we all fit together. Institutions, our cutting-edge medical facilities, our thriving modeling, simulation, and training industry, our dedicated economic development partners, our world-renowned theme parks and hospitality industry, our melting pot of ethnic and cultural diversity, our 13 unique and exciting cities and towns, our caring nonprofit community, our world-class airport and transportation systems, our brave military men and women, our devoted public safety personnel, and our cherished natural resources. Remember this image of a child reaching up for the orange, reaching up to be a part of all that is great about Orange County. Our youth are so important that this year, for the first time ever, with the support of School Board Chairman Bill Sublette, I hosted Orange County's Youth Leadership Conference and YouTube contest. 200 student leaders attended. Shelby Nader, a recent graduate from Freedom High School, won the right to be mayor for the day. Shelby and the other young leaders that are with us today, would you stand up so we can recognize you? So this morning, I ask you to do more than merely just acknowledge what we all know, and that's that children are our future. I ask you to reach out to a child, volunteer at a school, become a mentor, a big brother or a big sister, be a guest reader at a Head Start program. Find something that you can do to lift up the next generation of citizens. Now, if you need a little help with this, go to our Get Involved section on our website. And if you're actually able to help this summer, we're rolling out a new summer service initiative and it starts tomorrow. In closing, I'm often asked about my vision, which I found usually means, what do I want to build? What road, what train, what building? And while all of that is very important, in Orange County, that's all coming together. But for me, our vision won't be complete until we think beyond bricks and mortar and tangible things. Our vision won't be realized until we've built the kind of place where we have trust and faith in each other, where our children feel safe and connected and valued, when they're inspired by the people and the places around them, when they're called to greatness, when we know that whatever they dream of, they can be, right here in this place that we are so blessed to call home, right here in Orange County. Then we will have achieved true greatness. Thank you for joining me this morning. Thank each of you for what you do to make this community so great. May God bless you. May God continue to bless our great county. And may God bless America.